When the prodigal son came home, he was happy and dad was happy. But there's an older brother, and that's a different story. When he came in from the field, heard the music and dancing, who the party was for and why, he became angry and wouldn't go in. He said to dad, "Look, that son of yours squandered your property. I've slaved for you all these years, always obedient, yet you never even killed a goat for me and my friends." "But you're always with me and all I have is yours," dad replied. "Your brother came home. He was lost and is found. That's why we had to celebrate." You see, the older brother had the joyous opportunity to be with dad even when the younger brother was gone. But he didn't see it that way. He had worked hard and earned his reward. He was the one that was proving himself to be the slave. The younger brother could only accept dad's generous provisions as a gift. That's the only way anybody can be part of God's kingdom. Receive it as a gift. Then serve God because you love him. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Thanks.
Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts will be on 1360KHNC.com, both hours. During the week in the evening, 6 to 7, the first hour plays again. And that's on KHNC AM Radio, Johnstown, Colorado. The first hour is also aired on, or is podcast, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Okay. So all of the shifts that are taking place in the world, economically, politically, militarily, the shifts in cultures, people are having to transition from, you know, even right now, I will tell you the truth. Well, why wouldn't I? This, enjoy what you can presently. This right now is nirvana. This is the best, really, that we're in the best time. The times are going to become tougher, more difficult, harder. And Christ, in the book of Matthew, he gave a concept of a time of sorrows and birth pains that will lead to a time of 7 years of tribulation. And after the 7 years of tribulation, a time of great wrath and judgments on the earth, to the point where no flesh would be saved, but it would be a gradual incline. But right toward the end of the time of sorrows and birth pains, the slide, the graph would begin to take an upward direction. Just before 7 years of tribulation. Now, I'll give you the example for you who don't know the Bible. In the time of Joseph in Egypt, there was going to be 7 years of fantastic growing season that would be fantastic. And there would be 7 years where the nothing would grow. And in the 7 years, Joseph would, he was employed by Pharaoh to gather, show the farmers or the people that planted how to increase their yield, because they're going to have such a wonderful, the growing season would be perfect. It wouldn't be one growing season. It would be a growing season harvest, another season harvest, another season harvest throughout the year to store the grain for the 7 years of hardship. When the 7 years of hardship began, then the people would go to Pharaoh and buy grain. But then eventually, when they are out of money, well, they would begin to, I'm trying to remember the story, then they would begin to sell things. And then eventually, they would have to basically sell their land and everything just to live. This is exactly what Christ said will happen in the world again. It will happen in the United States of America. And guess what? This government, the United States of America, this government, you don't read the Bible. You think the Bible, many think the Bible is irrelevant. There is nothing in the Bible that is of any value. Well, this government has looked and read these stories in the Bible, and this government is employing those stories. Eventually, what is the government doing? You and many in this nation are dependent wholly on the government for health, for food, for cell phones, for assistance in their housing. We are Egypt. Everybody selling what they have and allowing the government to give them everything from cradle to grave. We've made a big mistake in not knowing the stories in the Bible, which tells me I need to even read more. I am deficient. I have a deficiency, the lack of the Word of God in my being. The government is going to expect you to give up your homes, everything that you own, including your body. You're going to be slaves to this government, and even your soul. This government is going to make you sell your soul so you can buy and sell in the future. What I'm saying to you is so, telling you is so unbelievable, unimaginable, that if it's true, then there's no hope. But there is hope. It is only in the Lord Jesus Christ, the individual that created the heavens and the earth. He is the creator. There is hope in Him. And upon meeting Him, He will give you the greatest gift to mankind, His Holy Spirit and eternal life, and He will begin to counsel you on how to endure and how to exist in the coming world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind
on my shoulder. Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Inform Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
optimistic about the way that things are going.
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you.
And with the times that are coming, the more you know, the better. Or the more, let's see, if you see things from the biblical point of view, it'll make sense. You see, the changes have to come. Why? Because in Job, I always give you this verse, these verses, Job chapter 9, I think it's verse 25 or 27. Job said, and he, Job, is one of the oldest writers in the Bible. His book, he was from China, or that region, a wise man. And he said, the world at some point will be turned over into the hands of the wicked. He was looking to our present time. The world would be turned over into the hands of the wicked. We're there. And these hardships come, why? Because of the wicked. And the laws that are in place in the nations of the world at some point will become powerless. Our Constitution is going to be replaced, what was the old thing? What was it back in the 70s? Constitutional Convention. They wanted to change the Constitution. They wanted to improve the Constitution. Well, you leave documents that are pretty much perfect alone. But our Constitution hinders and hamstrings the wicked, rulers of the country. And they're going to replace it. They're going to rewrite the Constitution. And what is going to be rewritten is dictatorship. And I don't mean the kind of dictatorship that happened in Russia or with Chairman Mao in China, which was an American plan. I think I remember hearing there were 5 countries in China, and Mao, is through his evil, united all of the 5 countries to make one China. And guess what? He fulfilled Bible prophecy, because in Bible prophecy, there had to be one great Asian nation called China. And it happened. All these things are in the Bible. But now China is going to, Xi Jinping is the man that is going to work with the Asian sisters to prepare them, convince them that in the future, Xi Jinping is going to say, look at this beautiful, long, beautiful road going all the way toward Europe. And it will split. One branch will go north into Europe. One branch will go south to the Middle East. Look at this big, beautiful road. It will get us to the Middle East, and we can control the world. The rulers of the world, and because of these, because the world will be turned over into the hands of the wicked, for the sake of mankind, God will begin to bring punishments on the wicked. and the godless, the God-haters, the people involved in the occult that want to worship Satan, that believe the lie that the devil is going to give them eternal life and that the devil will overthrow Christ and that the resurrection of Christ was meaningless and that there's no way that Christ could die to wash away the sins of the whole world. This is all a myth. So these godless people have believed the lie. Well, God is coming to punish them. But the nations will be ruled by the wicked. That's just the way it is. And the people of the world are going to suffer. There will be no justice. There will be no law. And now, with what happened in China, with Mao, with Germany, with Russia, what's happened throughout South America, throughout the Middle East, that type of tyranny will not compare to the tyranny in empire. And the tyranny within the nation and the tyranny of the nation toward the nations. America is the hammer in Jeremiah 51. A hammer, a destroying wedge or sledgehammer, a maul. You know these big cranes that swing a big ball to knock down buildings? The Bible says that is what America is, but it needs an individual that will have I'm going to choose correctly here. He will be determined to, without conscience, destroy nations that will not go along with the agenda of empire. Let's see now, would that be Donald Trump? How about Kamala Harris? No, there's someone that is coming that is more diabolical. And that individual is going to have technology. This new iPhone that's coming out with AI. Are people mad? Yeah. Are they insane? Yes. Have they completely lost their way? Yes. Have they no rudder? Yes. To continue to put your trust in this type of technology is madness. But this technology in Revelation chapter 13, that technology, the greatest technology by the greatest empire ever to exist in mankind's history, created by empire, created by people, brilliant young children, baby boom generation children. This technology came into existence through the baby boom generation children. This is where it began, in empire. Now, I'm going to give you a shocking thought here. Bill Gates says he has no plans to retire ever while joining the chorus for crackdown on online speech. Bill Gates, he said there's much work still to be done for the man who talks about need for depopulation while investing in toxic mRNA shots under the guise of saving lives. Now he's demanding digital IDs to rein in misinformation. He's this man's in the Bible. I'm going to give you some insight. You go read Revelation chapter 13. I've been waiting until I can expand my platform nationally, if God wills. But no, I'm going to go ahead and document it. There are two beasts in Revelation 13, a first and a second. In my view, the first beast is Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. The second beast is Bill Gates. God gave him the appropriate name, Gates, Gates of Hell. I'm telling you this. I feel that the Lord wants me to document it. I've already documented it in previous programs, but I'll do it again here. This just came out yesterday. He never plans to retire. Too much work to be done. Depopulate. Guess who is the pivot point of all technology in the United States of America? It's not Barry Satoru. It's Bill Gates. God, this man is brilliant. And God gave him the ability to, and the position to use technology. And what will make America great, greater, is technology in the future. And I don't mean future in the sense of 20, 30, 40 years out. I mean next week. And the people that get this new iPhone, these people don't have a lick of sense. When you start putting AI on your body, in your proximity, in your car, in your home, of this kind of nature, this is Antichrist surveillance. Listening to every word, every click, every call, every picture, everything. Christ has warned the world in the book of Revelation. It's a warning. Christ wanted the world to know what is coming. This is why he came back at John when he was elderly, 95, and visited him. And Christ told John when he was a young man, What if you live till I come back? Not till he comes back today in our time, but no, he said, John, I'm going to leave, but later on in your life, I'm going to return and visit you personally. And John, when I return, I am going to give you a vision, and that vision, you're going to write it down so that the future generations will know how much I love the world, how much I love mankind, how much I love my creation, because there will be wicked men who will try to destroy my creation and all of mankind, and if given the opportunity, the universe. And this is a warning to the world, the book of Revelation, a warning. The punishments will come because I have to punish the wicked. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
And the Starship Enterprise, this is the best way that I can really convey that the world is going on, we're on a 5-year mission. Well, really, it's about an 8.5-year mission, a little over 8 years. The world is going on a voyage that the world never before in mankind's history have we gone, has the mankind gone into this type of a voyage? We're going into a world that mankind has never experienced before. And the only way that mankind can be helped is to know what God stated in His Word, what Christ and the apostles and the prophets of Israel, Moses, the teachings and the Scripture have presented to the world, that we're in a time of conflict. There was a time of conflict, I don't know, millions of years ago, when a archangel, Lucifer, rebelled with a third of the angels, and there was a collision, there was a conflict, there was an explosion in the universe. And the universe, you can tell there was a great something, because you look at the moon splattered with meteors, and the whole creation was began to decay. The world now, the same thing is happening. This world is now in a state of collapse, disassembly, the hardships to come. Only Jesus Christ, and in the Scriptures, God, through the Scriptures, has stated to mankind, the only hope offered to mankind will be the very God of the universe. And He does have a name, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God, giving you a little theology. This is why people fear the name of Jesus Christ. This is why the demons fear the name of Jesus Christ, because they know He is the very God. The Jewish people, the priests, ask Christ, if you are God, just tell us. And He had been telling them all along. He said, if you see me, you see the Father. And the Father He is referring to is God the Father. If you see me, you see God the Father. And there's going to be an explosion of evil in the world, but also there's going to be a great explosion, if you want to use the word, of who God is, the knowledge of who God is, and God's plan for mankind. These men that we see, I'll mention names, Fauci and Klaus Schwab, Mao, Hitler, all the evil men, the people in this country that have done more to harm people, to destroy nations, to cause genocide, suffering, sickness, famine, war. They're in the Bible, and they have to exist. They have to be here. They have duties. It's like a tree. Christ said, you know a tree by its fruit. A good tree brings forth good fruit. An evil tree brings forth evil fruit. And God has made it clear through the Bible in a simple concept, simple thought. There are evil people in the world, and there are good people in the world. And the evil people will have more power than the good people. And the evil people will cause suffering in the world, and the victim will be the good people. There was Cain, there was Abel. Cain killed Abel and wouldn't confess to it. Well, the same principle, we're in the same principle today. But there is an individual, and his name is the Lord Jesus. He has to bring judgment on the world in two ways. Well, many ways, actually more than two. He has ordained nations to set up laws within the nations to protect the societies. But when the laws in government are corrupted because of corrupt politicians and judges, there's no order. And it says in the Bible it would happen internationally. Secondly, there would be God's people, or another, a second point, God's people who God would instruct, that would, like in the Old Testament with the prophets, Elijah visits Ahab, a corrupt judge, a corrupt king of Israel, and brings hardships to Ahab. God sends another prophet to Jezebel, who prophesies to Jezebel, here's how you're going to die, Jezebel. So God does has a second way of bringing in judgments to mankind through his people that prophesy to the wicked and gives them an insight on how they're going to die. Then thirdly, God has to intervene in the affairs of men. And I will return. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
Sometimes God has to just intervene, and God will send an Elijah to corrupt Ahab and Jezebel, or God will have to intervene, and there will be no laws, there'll be no prophets. He just intervenes on his own. We're in that time. With this coming election, yeah, there are going to be big changes, but not good changes. Donald Trump is the best thing that could ever happen to America and the world, but the powers that be, and one of the powers, the devil, will not allow him to resume power. Now, so God is going to have to, using his own power, what man and judges won't do, God will do. I'll give you an example. There was a young boy, high schooler, in Texas, some little city. It's a story about this kid was a devil worshiper. He liked the devil. He would talk about the devil. He was a evangelist for Satan. And he used to tell the students that God is a coward, that there is no God, and if he was God, and if he did exist, he was a coward. He said, in fact, I'm going to call God out. God is a coward, and he fears me. He says, so I call him out. I challenge him to a fight. Saturday at this park at 1 o'clock or noon. But he won't show up because he's a coward. And all the kids in the school, in this high school, they're like, whoa. And the kid says, I'm going to be at that park on Saturday, but you watch. God is a coward. He won't show up. So all these kids, they're all there on Saturday, and this kid is there saying, where's God? He didn't show up. Where is he? See, he's a chicken. He's afraid of me. He knows that he doesn't have a chance against me. And the day ended. Well, everybody walked away. Well, there, I guess God didn't show up. This kid was right. Well, little did he know that God sent a little tiny tick, and that little tick bit him on the eye, the eyelid. Bit him on the eyelid. The kid was dead 3 days later. He bit him, he got an infection, they couldn't arrest it, and he died. God did show up. He sent a little messenger, a little servant called a tick, T-I-C. And that little tick carried just what was needed to destroy that boy's immune system, and he was dead 3 days later. We all want justice. With Fauci, Soros, all the wicked people in the world. Well, God will punish them in one way or the other. Maybe they won't go to jail. Maybe they won't be prosecuted. Maybe they will get away scot-free like the kid from Venezuela who kills 23 people in Venezuela, and he comes up here and there's no justice. No, no, no. There will be justice. God, in his heaven, at the right time, these people are just vessels, like pots or plates. And at some point, God will send a tick, who knows what he'll send, to end their evil ways. But God allows each of these, like let's say you have a clay pot. That pot has right to exist until the evil inside that pot reaches the top and starts to spill over. Best example I can give you. Once the evil starts to spill over, then the judgment will come. These wicked people, all of them, that serve the devil, like the Faucis, like these men are in secret societies, the women in secret societies, once they have been allowed to fill, to reach that boundary where they get to do their evil, then the punishment will come. In the election, what is not going to in this election, the hope is that we can have a fair election, that we can have a individual that can return and that can change things, and Trump can. That's why the City of London in the first hour, the bankers in the City of London, the city, the financial district, that's why they are now in favor of hoping, and their man is Donald Trump, because he's the man that will be able to be bring change the economy, save England's economy. And the only one they know that can do that is not Kamala. It's Donald Trump. He's the only one that can help them. And they know it. That's why they want him back. They want Donald Trump to return to power, because they know his economic policies will once again allow England and the U.S. to work together, and he can work out an agreement with, the Atlantic Partnership. It's Donald Trump. They're his choice. But I'm sorry, the secret societies in the City of London are going to be disappointed. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Okay, they want Donald back. The City of London. men in the Pilgrim Society. They want Donald back. They know he's the answer to their economic problems. The nations in Europe are in a meltdown. The fabric of their societies, the economies, they don't know what they're going to do. And the world is unaware of it. There is like it says in the scripture, you have to do business with fair weights, measurements and weights. And when the nations become, governments are corrupt, there are no fair weights and measurements. Corruption is corruption. And they don't realize it, but there is a punishment on these individuals in government, in any nation, they're civil servants. And Moses, in his laws, spoke of governments and the civil servants, the people that are elected as the presidents or prime ministers, etc., the kings of these nations, as civil servants, they are to protect the citizens of their nations, of their countries. The people in city government are civil servants. They swear an oath in this country to help the governments, city government, county, state, federal, and there are requirements and there are punishments for those that don't carry out those duties. And these duties, you know, they can be prosecuted and removed, but still it is something that's deeper than that. There will be a time of judgment. And these people that were in these positions of authority and power, they don't think they're going to be punished for what they've done to hurt the people that they are to protect. They will be punished. Civil servants, there's punishment for them. In God's churches, for the men who are in these positions of authority, there will be punishments. There are requirements. God sees it all. And, time quickly passes by. I'm done for today. So, The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast 1360, KHNC.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. We'll visit tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening.
Hi folks, Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.